Yay! So today we have another episode of the Becoming Cosmically You podcast. And today we've got Michelle with us. So, Michelle, explain a little bit about where you're from and what you do.
Good afternoon. Well, good morning, depending on where you are. It's afternoon here in South Africa. My name is Michelle. I am a deeply intuitive healer. I love who I am. I love what I do. I love all of the ways that I connect with humans in this world. And it's just such a pleasure to be here. It's such a pleasure to sort of be of service, be a person in this world who's a light bringer, a change bringer, and someone who's just ready to show up, be in flow, and help, I don't know, you figure out your life, whatever that looks like for you.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what it's about, isn't it? Figuring out what's for you. I think that's such a beautiful message to bring forth. So how did you realize you had gifts? Have you had them all your life, or how did you kind of step into them?
I've been intuitive my whole life. I can remember stories and situations from being a little girl. I remember having a spiritual awakening at the age of 8 and again at the age of 16. I think intuitive sort of nuances have always been in my life. I've been fascinated by the supernatural in ways that I couldn't explain from a family that was always very religious and very much stay away from that, don't open that door, you know. And I think when I really stepped into the fullness of myself and my being, and I really started tapping into my intuition, everything changed for me. First within my career, and then within my business. I truly, truly, truly got connected with me, got connected with all of these little voices. I don't just have one. And I truly got into the understanding of who I am and just kind of unleash that into the world, really. Unapologetically intuitive now. It is my superpower and I use it in every day in every way.
That was so weird. The audio came through and then you just paused. They were showing us your multi-dimensional aspects, funny. And that's the thing, right? I think people just think that, oh, you just use your intuition in your business, but every single decision that you make and everything that you are about is all about your intuition and your gifts, right?
Absolutely. You know, the interesting thing is when I really sort of started unpacking, first of all, I was terrified of being intuitive, right? At the age of 24, I became a Reiki master, you know, sort of stepped into the energy healing realm. And I didn't want to be that like weird juju, you know, person. Everybody knows that one person that I'm talking about. I didn't want to be that. I was so scared of stepping into my power, understanding my intuition, and, you know, becoming that like weird person that lurks in the shadows, this gypsy, you know, that was just my own fear-based beliefs coming up. Then, as I said, like I stepped into the fullness of my being. I did a 3-day course that completely changed my life. And suddenly I got better at my job, guys. I had the biggest career in event management. I have thrown numerous, very expensive events in my time. I've done beautiful things. My intuition, I was so spot on with problem solving. I was so spot on with avoiding, you know, all of the sort of crazy challenges that event managers faced at that time. So, you know, I'm like living, breathing proof that intuition can assist you within your business, should you choose to. Intuition can assist you with your life. Also, dating. Okay, last story, right? Because I always find this one to be a fun one. Dating. We all know Tinder. Okay, swipe left, swipe right. I can't remember how it works anymore. Haven't been on there in 18 months. Thank God. A little bit longer since I've been dating my boyfriend. But intuitively, I would know which sort of matches would work or not. And I promise you, when I saw my current boyfriend's profile picture, I knew. I knew this was my person. And here we are. We celebrated our 19-month anniversary last week. How beautiful. Does intuition not make things better? Does it not expand your reality?
Oh, it does. I just can't imagine my life without it now. I mean, come from a very corporate background. I was a tax advisor in my previous life.
I also talk about my past life.
But to go from that to this is such a big jump around from where I used to be. But it's that beautiful, I think a lot of people are experiencing now, actually, I feel in the collective. I don't know what you're seeing, Michelle, but a lot of women are going from thinking, oh my God, I'm in corporate. What am I going to do with my life? And a lot of people are really waking up to looking for more fulfilling roles. And
Hugely.
it's quite interesting how these people are all stepping forward at the same time right now.
Hugely. So what's really interesting is exactly what you've said, how that sort of translates to and flows within my business. So I work predominantly with women. It's my passion to see women exceed. It's my passion to see women become breadwinners. It's my passion to see women empowering other women by having businesses big enough that they can employ staff, right? That they can, step into that aspect of their power. But the big thing for me at the moment that I'm seeing is, number one, women that are so done with toxic work environments and so done with, that mania and trauma, and women that really want to step into purpose and potential, and, figuring out how to go about that. So for me, my key focus is always, how do I help women tap into their intuition? Because I know how much it changed my life. Every single one of us has some or other magic toolbox. Some toolboxes are just bigger than others. Okay. Every single one of us has these nuances. Every one of us has these abilities to grow these nuances as well, right? So what started for me is, not knowing that I was hearing people's thoughts has turned into full-on clairaudience. Okay. So if I can help and stimulate that in women, why not? And at the same time, helping them step into their potential, helping them live and experience their purpose, because we weren't put on this planet. We didn't choose to be on this planet, to be miserable, to be overworked, to be underpaid, to be undervalued, unappreciated. We really didn't choose this experience, to choose all of that.
Exactly. And I think people forget sometimes that they did choose to be here.
This is the thing, and it's I also we chose to be here, and we choose our current realities. I spoke about this in a master class I hosted last week, where we choose our realities, we choose what we're experiencing, So yes, we chose this whole reality, we chose the school of Earth, but at the same time, we're also choosing what we're creating, and it's so important to remember that every single day.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, choosing to be grateful for it all as well, not just the yummy stuff, because the experience comes with all things, not just what we deem as good. I think humans have this way of putting things into boxes, whether it feels good or feels bad, but actually you always get something good from the what you consider to be the bad stuff. You get the lessons and the growth, the most I ever learned about money wasn't when I made money, it was when I was broke and homeless.
So true. So true. I'm sorry to hear that you've been homeless, but how incredible, because I resonate with that so deeply. I've got a mega life story. I have yet to share it. I don't even know how or where to begin. But exactly as you've said, I am who I am today because of everything that I've experienced. Whether it's not completing my schooling, whether it's, my parents getting divorced when I was really young, whether it's me having to step in and be a breadwinner from also very, very young. And so much of what's happened in my life, I could have chosen to keep that my story, or I could use that as a foundation for who and what I am today. And, also what you say about learning so much about money, girl, I resonate with what you've said. Like, it doesn't necessarily come from having it all and this sort of bougie lifestyle and experience that we've handcrafted through blood, sweat, tears, and sometimes like blood and vomit, but from really choosing to sort of overcome and outgrow everything that we've already experienced.
Exactly. And being grateful for those people that put up their hand to trigger us in the most unimaginable ways ever.
Yeah, I always use this analogy often with my clients and my students, and they say, you know what, back on planet Ooh La La, where we could ride the pandas and sip pina coladas and pet the unicorns, you and the person that you hate the most in this world made a decision to come to the School of Earth and to have an experience together. Back then, you were besties. You loved one another and you wanted to facilitate learnings and teachings in a completely different way. And you arrived here to this shit show. And you just allowed this person to trigger you because you wanted to learn. And this person loved you so much and loves you so much that they offered to be that teacher. You know, it's so often that we forget that we have these contracts with people in our lives. Yes, the people that we love, but also the people that we loathe. They didn't appear out of nowhere for nothing. They appeared here to teach you.
Exactly. And one of the I mean, I hang out in a few Facebook groups every now and again when I've got a little bit of extra time, seeing what everyone's talking about, you know. And one of the things that I see quite heavily, I saw this message the other day, is that our parents who did us wrong, or the people that did us wrong, don't deserve forgiveness. And there were so many people commenting, I agree, I agree, I agree, I agree. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I still can't believe in this day and age that people are holding on to so much hate for other
Yeah.
people.
You know, that makes me deeply sad. And I completely resonate with what you said because I see the same thing so often as well. I live in South Africa, right? There is such a culture of unforgiveness and such a culture of holding onto stories. And rightfully so. Like our nation has been through a lot, a lot. But at what point do we choose empowerment? At what point do we recognize that forgiveness is not necessarily for the other person? It's for ourselves. At what point do we realize that when I step into the space of forgiveness, I'm choosing empowerment for myself. I'm choosing to change my story. I'm choosing to change my narrative. Whether this person, you know, and granted, I get it. Some people have been through really deep and really heavy stuff. Okay, I work as a coach every single day. I'm fully booked for weeks on end, right? And I work with so many people who have been through immense challenge in their life and huge amounts of trauma. And I will ask them at every point, how are you learning? How are you growing? If this event in your life could have served you or could have assisted you in some way, what would you feel you got out of it? And it doesn't matter the trauma, it doesn't matter the story, it doesn't matter how deep the grudge is. There is not a single person working with me that can't recognize that that helped them grow in some way. And then we do the forgiveness work because it's easier for you to forgive when you can see, okay, this person just did X because I needed to learn why and experience why and what why in my life. So it is, it's very saddening to me when I tap into the sort of lack of forgiveness and people that are choosing that story. As triggering as that is going to sound to some people,
We don't
is
mind triggering people here.
yeah.
We don't, because I think triggers are such a beautiful indicator of where you still need to do the work. If you
Hugely,
take,
hugely.
yeah, if you take that self responsibility, because you know, like if our oil, our car runs out of oil, we don't suddenly get pissed off at the car. We just take it to the garage and we fill it full of oil, or buy it from the shop or whatnot. And it's the same with our human bodies. We are so advanced as humans in our physical human body, let alone the cosmic connections, right? But our
Yeah.
body tells us when something isn't wrong, a trigger, a warning light. Everyone's like, oh, I'm not triggered. I'm like, it's a good thing.
It's a beautiful thing, right? So my previous relationship was an absolute train wreck. Absolute train wreck. And almost on a daily basis, I would thank my ex-boyfriend for being my greatest teacher because him triggering me and him bringing up this nuclear galactic swamp demon. I don't even know what he used to turn me into. But him triggering me to that extent taught me so much about myself. And even more so now, taught me who I don't want to be in a relationship, has created this beautiful gift for my current partner because he doesn't experience any of that. Because I'm done being triggered. I've had everything that could possibly be triggered, you know. It was such a beautiful learning for me. Beautiful, beautiful learning. And exactly as you say, if you overlook the learning within that, if you overlook the introspection, you're losing a bit of the value. You're losing a lot of the value.
I agree. Another thing that I want to chat to you about is the fact that a lot of humans feel like they need to carry on doing all the trauma work. I feel like personally, we've kind of got to a stage in the collective where a lot of us have already fucking done so much trauma work, shadow work, all the stuff. And now it's our time to leave those bags behind and focus on the expansion and what it is we do want. And I
Thank you
feel
so
like,
much. Thank you so much. I feel like so many of us need to drop the layer. And again, the story of being broken. There's a few clients that I've worked with quite recently who, oh, I've got to do more healing. Oh, you know, this and that. And oh, the drama. Because they're attached to being broken. There is an identity there. And I think we need to get to this position. And I said this last week to somebody, and I was like, start your fucking business not knowing anything. Start your business scared. Start your business fearing failure. Start it. Because we can talk about it for another 3 months, or you can actually take action. And if there is stuff to work on, we work on it. But, you know, fail forward is always a term that I hate, but it comes to mind every now and then. Figure it out. Okay. If you're going to hold on to this brokenness, if you're going to hold on to the fear of success, if you're going to hold on to the fear of failure, I can't really help you. At some point, you've got to just acknowledge that you can break free of whatever it is that you're creating. And you can also live with whatever is holding you back. And you can step into your power right now, here today, without being broken, without needing healing, with the trauma. There's no reason why you can't figure it out. All that you're letting that do is limit you in this current moment.
I agree. I say a lot this a lot. I just say just get the fuck on
Thank you. Thank you.
because we all have fears, we all have doubts, we all have new layers to move through. There's always healing, whatever stage you're at. I've met many people who tell me they're fully healed, and I just think they're a complete bullshitter because you can't be. Unless even Gandhi, you know, I'm sure he's got fucking stuff he's moving through. Anyway, but the best way of busting through fears or doubts or layers is just taking action.
Absolutely.
Always.
Absolutely. I love how uncomfortable I make some of my clients at the moment because so many of them, you know, yes, they're paying me a lot of money to, and I said to somebody yesterday, I was like, you're either going to pay me a lot of money to have a conversation with me every 10 days to 2 weeks, or you're going to just trust me, be uncomfortable, take some steps. Okay. So, I've got a client that I'm working with at the moment, a beautiful female entrepreneur. She's been talking about this one thing that she wants to do for like months. And here she is. Rubber has hit the road. I've made her uncomfortable. She's doing the thing. She's taking the next big step in her business because I just exactly as you say, get the fuck on with it. We can either talk about this for another 3 months, 6 months, a year, or just take action, figure it out.
I love that. Yeah, because I'm one of those coaches that actually doesn't believe that you need a coach, which is such a big, like, hypocritical thing to say. I know, because I would much prefer for all my clients to suddenly go, right, you've given me all the tools I'll ever need, and I'm okay to get on with this myself now, rather than working with someone forever and just telling them the same stuff over and over and over again. Because, that's not empowerment, is
So I love to get to a point where people no longer need to work with me, where they can look back at their life and this period that we've incubated and this period that we've worked together with so much love, knowing that for some people it was the springboard or the catapult or the experience, awakening, awareness that they needed just at that time in their life. If you are working with me for a year, something's wrong. Something's wrong. Something of what I'm doing is just not clicking. For me, it's like 6 to a very maximum of 8 months. And then every now and then, some of my coaching clients will, do the courses that I offer, just attend my master classes. That's it. They don't have to pay me a damn thing. Just to be in my energy, which is what I find a lot of people want. But they don't necessarily have to be paying me money until kingdom come, I'm not about that. I'm fully about just empowering, creating, and exactly as you said, like move on. Get to a point where you don't need me. That is the most beautiful gift I could ever give anybody.
I agree. You gotta grow your own wings, and then you can do whatever you like, right? What was the other question they wanted to ask you? Yeah, they want to talk about expansion. So I think 2024 really is about two things, like community, sharing stories, which is one of the reasons why we started this podcast, because my team, who I refer to as Cosmic HQ, they were like, right, you gotta share people's stories. I was like, okay, I could do that. And the other thing is expansion, leaving behind those traumas and just stepping into and connecting with the multidimensional, limitless aspects of ourselves. And I think a lot of people are just not connecting the dots right now. They're like getting all excited about, yay, year of the dragon, woo! But they don't really fully understand what it takes to get there, or the integration that you need to do, the alchemizing, the embodiment. And I think this is going to be a really powerful year for those people like yourself who can take people by the hand with that.
Yeah, I completely get that. It's so interesting that you say this because it's the exact feelings that I've had since around September of last year. So last year I created an interesting cycle within my life, right? But it's something that I had to go through so that I could lead a bunch of new people in terms of changing some things that they were creating, manifesting, and some, aspects of their life that were just really heavy and dense and shit, quite frankly. But from September, I got this like wave of everything is going to shift, everything is going to change, everything is going to shift, everything is going to change. And I stood in the traffic there, right? I wanted to get hit by this change and this transformation so bad that I just stood in the traffic. And we're in what? We're almost in. My gosh, this year has just flown past us, right? But when you speak about expansion, it's almost March. I have committed to so many things within my life since the beginning of January. My birthday was on the 5th. So for me, like January is always like double whammy, double empowerment, double expansion, because I'm starting, the new sort of cosmic year and my new birth year. And like I said, I stood in the traffic. I aligned with expansion. I aligned with personal growth. I made so many changes in my life so that I could clear my frequency, clear my energy, and align with the expansion that this year I knew was going to create. It's March. So much has shifted for me already. So much has shifted for me already. And I see the same things for my clients and the people around me that are, drinking the proverbial Kool-Aid, the people around me that are recognizing that they're done with whatever 2023 was. We don't speak of it, we're just done with it. And stepping to the expansion of 2024, like the frequency is beautiful. Also, on the dragon energy, don't you feel that some people created more of this dragon energy because of how we tapped into it? I think it was such a beautiful example of how group consciousness can expand a concept because suddenly it was everything. Suddenly the dragons were everywhere. It was beautiful for me to tap into and witness that.
Well, it's like anything, it's acceptance, isn't it? And a lot of these entities and energies and beings are above the third dimension have been outcast and in a lot of ways tortured and put out by human energy. And so even though a lot of us don't resonate with being human because we're multidimensional beings and we're not originally from Earth, we're still in human bodies, so you still have to go through that process of building a relationship with them. And so I feel like it's really that because the collective have bought into the idea that dragons actually exist. And I'm like, fucking hell, I've been doing this stuff for over 10 years. Everyone looked at me like I was crazy when I used to talk about fairies. And even when I was younger, I'd always like find fairies and see fairies. And now people are like, oh, so aliens are real, like dragons are real, like you can tap into these other beings. And I'm like,
What I love about being so conscious is when you really tap into the belief of why can it not be real? Like, truthfully speaking, every single thing that we speak about exists on some level, in some realm, in some reality. You know, why is it that it's not real? Why are we putting that on ourselves to not be real? And then, exactly as you say, you know, somebody will popularize it. Angels were popularized into angel cards, into all sorts of things, where, you know, yourself and myself have always been in tune, and a bunch of other people on this beautiful planet and others are so in tune with these, you know, beautiful beings. And yet, just, I don't know, somebody will bring them into our consciousness and blow it up, which is also beautiful. It's amazing. I love that that's happening for us. I love that we're all becoming more conscious. I love that we're all tuning into galactic guides, that we're all tuning into dragon energy, that we're all awakening all of these beautiful beings at this time in our consciousness.
I agree. I agree. It could just be a benefit for sure. But I love the fact that like everyone's like, oh yeah, I understand now. Like, okay, beautiful. Thank you. What else did you want to ask for sure? Oh yeah, so what does it look like at the moment to work with you if people are interested in stalking you or getting more of your energy?
It looks like deliciousness. It looks like that thing that you have wanted for so long, that you felt as though you didn't deserve, you didn't know how to create. It looks like shifting, sorry, there's something very deep and profound coming through at the moment. So I just want to feel into that. It's truly looking at your life in a way that you've never looked at it before. It's unapologetically stepping into your power, your wisdom, your abilities. It's unapologetically becoming the version of you that you've been too afraid to be. Whether that is working with me in terms of expanding your intuition or working with me in the way of just fixing your life. I don't know what that looks like to different individuals, but I can tell you right now that there are aspects of you that you need to shed. There are aspects of you that you need to just get over in order to change what you are creating. That's what it looks like. Change what you are creating.
Yeah, absolutely. And you just got to be really, really good at calling yourself out on your own bullshit as well, I think.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people just own their own bullshit in just the most imaginable way. And I think it's owning that if you don't see and feel something in your reality, then there's a reason for that.
Yeah, for
It's nobody
sure.
else's fault. You just got to remove the energy, remove the block, and then just get the fuck on with it, as I always say.
Sure. You know, and this is part of why I love doing sort of subconscious reprogramming. I love doing the belief work. I love looking at your body and discovering what it is that is holding you back and just shifting. It doesn't have to be a long, drawn out process. It doesn't have to be 10 coaching sessions. It doesn't have to be meditating for 5 fucking hours a day. I don't know what it looks like to certain people and what, you know, creating change looks like. It can be the simplest thing. It doesn't have to be extreme or overly deep or overly complicated. It can just be. And I think if you are in that position to shifting your reality, if you're in that space of wanting change, I am a change bringer. Guys, I've got change tattooed on two places of my body. No word of a lie. That's how much I love change and expansion. And I'm just unapologetic about creating that within my life and creating that within the people that work with me. No matter how they tune in and tap in, there is something for everybody within my energy field.
I love that. Thank you, Michelle. And where's the best place for people to find you if they want to stalk you on
If you
social
want to
media?
stalk me, I'm very big on the good old Facebook. I love Facebook. I don't know why. I feel like people suddenly become a lot more relatable. I've obviously got Instagram pages. I have a website, so it's entirely up to you. There's lots of different spaces. I think if you really want some inspiration in terms of how to shift your life, how to just be more, how to live more, take a look at either Facebook or Instagram. So Instagram would be at Aligned with Life. Facebook, search for Michelle Pearl or Aligned with Life there as well. I'm very easy to find, very easy to connect with. I'm toying with starting a group just so that I have like some additional space. It's mine. But we'll see. We'll see if I have the capacity to sort of nurture and grow another community. But truthfully speaking, just find me and plug in. It's not hard.
Beautiful. I love that. Okay, awesome. I'm going to thank our listeners and our readers, and then we'll have a little chat afterwards.
Perfect.
Thank you, Michelle.